And McDonald is going to come and bring our Bible reading for this morning. Thank you, Anne.
The reading is taken from James chapter 4, starting at verse 1. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
Very often wars come because people want something that they can't get. Very often arguments are about that, aren't they? I want my way. That's mine. I want it. And it can go from a little argument to a fight, even into a full blown out war. People want things. People want land, people want power, people want Haribos, you know, whatever it might be, we want something, and therefore we find a way to make sure we can get what we want. Now when we think about war, very easy to think war is something away in the past, like the First World War, the Second World War, It's like almost ancient history to some of us. You know, way, way in the past. Or we can think of war, well, it's not here, it's in another country. So it's far away. But James says, well, wait a minute. You need to think a bit about that, really, because it's not something in the past, and it's not something that is far remote from you, far away from you. In fact, it's where? Inside of us, isn't it? It's that close to home that we want things so much that we'll find a way of making sure we get what we want. And it might just start with a little argument, or it might get devious. You might try and trick someone to make sure you get what you want. Or you might get people on your side to reinforce your position, and we want to get what we want. And as I say, sometimes it can be like a country against another country. No, we want power. We want to be respected in the world. We want your land. We want your oil. You know, we want something that you've got. But James says, don't think it's just something away out there or away back there, but actually it's something we all struggle with. We all battle with getting what we want. And James says it doesn't just affect how we get on with each other, but it also affects how we get on with God as well. You know, Is the Christian life about getting what we want from God? I mean, think about who God is for a moment. God who is all-wise, all-powerful, all-good, all-loving. Should we be going to God and saying, well, I want, or should we be going to God and saying, God, what do you want? What do you want? Rather than, this is what I want. Please give me what I want. And so James is questioning, isn't he? He's challenging us to think about not ourselves, but other people. And then he says, almost bring that into the way you pray and think about your relationship with God. Don't make it all about what you want, but think about what does God want? Just like with one another, what does the other person want? How can I help them get what they need, rather than me always getting what I think I need. So it's a big challenge. It feels a bit like a school lesson being pulled off. When I read those verses in James, it felt a bit like that, you know, a rap against the knuckles. But maybe it's a helpful reminder on this Remembrance Sunday to think about ourselves in the sense of our own attitudes and just try to make sure it's not always about what I want. And thinking about how we get on with other people, but also in terms of our relationship with God. Far better to think, well, what does that person want? What does God want? Rather than always, what do I want? So, let's pray. Father God, on this day of remembrance, as we stop to pause, to reflect, and to consider, and to look into our own hearts, Lord, we pray that you might send us from here as agents of your peace. Lord, filled with your love, that you would help us, Lord, by your Spirit to look beyond ourselves and to the needs of others. So may we be those who are peacemakers in our community and around all those who we meet. Lord, bless us, we pray, and bless all those who, for today, is a day of real mixed emotions, perhaps deep anger or suffering. Lord, would you, in your mercy, draw near to each one. So hear our prayer, Lord, as we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.